We walk the road of righteousness with the Lord at our side. It's the best road we'll ever travel. Good morning. Welcome to worship at the Black Rock Church of the Brethren on this chilly fall day. It's getting cooler and cooler as the seasons continue to change. We pray the warmth of the Lord would be upon all of us.
Invitation to Worship by Jeffrey Boschart, manager of the Global Food Initiative of the Church of the Brethren. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Jeremiah 29, verse 5 from the New International Version. These are strange and difficult days. If you are like me, this year is not turning out like you had hoped. This may be the biggest understatement of the year ever. My travel plans for the Global Food Initiative in GFI in the spring and summer were canceled. Our family's spring break vacation was taken off the calendar. I was planning to host visitors from Haiti and Nigeria this summer, and that did not happen. COVID-19 brought many inconveniences for us. However, the reality for our international partners involves very real hardships, not just a change in schedule. A pastor in Honduras reported that there have been families in her community who cannot go to work and cannot purchase diapers or food for their children. A friend in Ecuador shared how fear swept the country after a rapid spread of the virus and many lives were lost in a major city. In Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo and Haiti, stay-at-home rules from the government were not accompanied by relief bills, unemployment checks, or any form of assistance, and therefore staying at home meant going hungry. Through the bad news and uncertainty about the future, I am encouraged by our partners around the world who have unwavering faith and hope that God will bring us through. They share the belief that it is important for Christ followers to witness to their neighbors in word and deed, especially during these times. Like the Israelites exiled in Babylon, they continue to plant gardens and fields. This is also true here in the U.S., where churches are using GFI grants for community gardens. During this pandemic, people are committed to doing more, reaching out more, and serving their neighbors sacrificially. To God be the glory. Please join me in the unison opening prayers of thanksgiving. Thankfulness. Please stand as you're able. There will be pauses between prayers. With a deep sense of thankfulness for God's blessings and guidance, we come to share in the great joy of praising our God. We come to, in response to God's offer to us, to help us live according to God's teachings as they provide us with the guidance about living a life fully committed to God and godly ways. We give thanks that although we live in a world where there are many opportunities to take the easy way in life, with evil made to appear extremely attractive, we have been blessed to be given the opportunity to choose to live a productive and fruitful life based on God's decrees and commands that give directions for committed living. All thanks and praise to you, God of grace and mercy, of hope and trust. Let us continue. With a deep sense of thankfulness for God's blessings, we come together to worship the God who walks every step of life's journey with us and whose presence beside us makes possible a life lived in communion with God and with all God's creation. Throughout our life, Lord, you have been present with us as protector and friend, our God and guide, and the source of all that is good and pure, and teaching us to value those qualities as examples for our daily living. All thanks and praise to you, God Most High, and forever the same God. And to continue, with a deep sense of thankfulness for God's blessings, we come to give thanks and to delight together in the commandments of God that gift us with the lifelong blessedness of being God's child. We give thanks that we have been called to holy living and for being challenged over our choices of priorities in life. And we give thanks even though we have been tempted to reject God's way. We are so grateful God's nurturing care of us has given us the strength to reject that pathway in life. All thanks and praise to you, generous and loving God. Amen.
Please be seated.
And we ask for God's strength to be with us as we gather. And we don't take for granted the chance to gather. As Jeffrey Bozhart spelled out, others can't gather, but we can. Shall we reflect on the song in thanksgiving as we gather together in God's name? God be the glory for allowing us to gather and for helping us serve others and walk in his righteousness and delight in him. We now come to the time of sharing when we invite you to offer up anything the Lord's laid on your heart for us to lift up. I do have two this morning. We want to lift up Francis and Sharon Myers. Francis and Sharon have not been with us last week or this week. She called me Friday. They have not been diagnosed with the virus, but they are not feeling well, so they're not sure what's going on. We ask guidance on God's healing hand for Francis and for Sharon, and we're thinking about you both, and hope you're with us soon. And Rosina Hartman spoke with me last night, and she would like us to lift up her mother, Beverly Close. Rosina and Bill, I think it's sometimes they go to visit her about once a month. She's in a personal care facility. Beverly has been diagnosed with COVID-19. So she's doing well, though, all things considered. And she's 90 years young, and hopefully Rosina thinks she might be able to beat this. But obviously, for all persons who struggle with the virus in these times, our prayers for healing and God's strength. All right, that's what I have. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to share? We do have a mic here in the front, or if you'd like to share in the back, we have one, or they, if you are unable to walk there, I'm sure they could bring you a mic. Yeah.
Cheryl Lepo.
Hi, Cheryl.
I just wanted to update you on my husband, Dave. It seems like every time I turn around, something different has happened, but he's just finished his second chemo treatment, and they've pretty well found now that he does have the cancer also in his stomach, so there will be no surgery. He's scheduled for 5 more months of chemo, so at this point, that's all I can tell you. Well, thank you for your prayers that you've been giving us, the cards, and lots more prayers would be very welcome.
Well, Cheryl, we're continuing to pray for you and for Dave in this very difficult time and unpredictable time. Every season, it seems to be, every day seems to be a season for you too. So we're thinking about you and praying for God's healing along the way and for his comfort. What else? Okay, I'm not hearing anything else. And we ask for God's strength. If you would like to get any concerns or prayers into the office, I'd always remind us to do that during the week. Thank you for sharing. And we always want to be praying. No prayer and praise is too small for the Lord's grace and hearing it. Shall we pause, friends, for prayer? Lord Jesus, you guide us and guard us in your will and way. Open us, dear Lord, to your strength and righteousness. Help us live according to your will, even when the easy way out may seem so enticing. Lord, be with each one here this morning. No matter how we come, some stressed, some busy, some thinking about what needs to happen next, calm us, we pray. Stir in our minds and our hearts that we might pursue your will every day. Strengthen us that we might think about how joyfully blessed we are to even gather for worship, to have a family of faith to lean on when we're going through very difficult, uncertain times like Cheryl and Dave are. Lord, we asked you to rest with Rosina's mom, Beverly Close. We ask you to rest with Sharon and Francis and all of those who can't be with us regularly for whatever reason. Lord, we think about those joining us on Zoom and we feel their closeness even from a distance. And Lord, we pray for your hand of healing to guide and strengthen all of us, even as we wonder where and what is the next season going to bring? Where are you working? What's happening? Be with us now, Lord, as we pray the prayer you taught us long ago. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. All right, our scripture reading today comes from the psalmist. Today we're reading the first psalm, a theme discussing God's righteousness. And our heading is Delighting in God. That's our sermon title. And what a wonderful illustration of the blessings of God. Talking about two different categories of people. Shall we stand now as we hear the psalmist's words, if we're able in body and if not in spirit, for the reading of the word of the Lord? Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. May God add blessing to the reading of his word and the hearing of it. You may be seated. Now, as we learn from your word this morning, help us delight always in you, your word, your will, and your way. I did choose our scripture intentionally this morning from Psalm 1 in preparation for our business meeting, just to kind of remind us where we're at and how awesome it is to delight in the Lord as a family of faith. Right around when high school began, I didn't just like going to church, I looked forward to going to church. Sundays were an awesome experience. Now, I won't tell you what happened in elementary and middle school about church, but we'll skip that part. But anyway, when high school hit, it was a joy to go to Sunday school, sing in the choir, hear the sermon, sing with the congregation, and then be with everyone with the food afterwards. That's the best part. And with family. Sundays were an experience I'll never forget in those days. High school years. Ah, yes. And it was after my grandfather died, and we weren't really able to have home-cooked Sunday dinners with Grandma anymore because her energy level was past that point. I still enjoyed, and I loved actually, gathering with the family, Ben, Mom, myself, and Grandma at different restaurants, talking about the service afterwards. It was a sacred experience to gather in church and then with family. Sundays were indeed for me a delightful experience. And then how amazing is it? I fast forward some 25 years later, and it's high school all over again, friends. And it's a blessing each Sunday morning now. How awesome to feel people engaging, reading, singing at least a bit, and talking. How awesome to hear the organ and or piano or clavinova joyfully and tunefully leading us. So where is your delightful experiences? Where are they? Maybe they're not just in church. Church could be out in nature. It could be with people. It can be doing something. Worshiping the Lord, delighting in experience can be all kinds of things. We all have them. The word delight means a high degree of pleasure or enjoyment, joy, rapture, to give grateful praise, satisfaction or enjoyment to or please highly. So now that I look back on my definition of delight on Sundays, what was in the past and what is it now? Well, was I delighting in worshiping God? Even am I now delighting in things for me, for us humans? Or am I truly praising the God, the giver of everything and everyone? I like the one line in the song, The Awakening by Joseph Martin. Let us raise our voices and join as one to praise the giver of the song. Well, friends, this morning as we do business, I can't help thinking our psalm today raises that call. In all we do, we must delight in God. And oh, if I really want to be honest, I used to delight in anything but going to sporting events, being able to be a soloist, having my stuff thought about before others. I delighted in people talking about me. It's so easy, isn't it, friends, to delight in the ways of the world, and yet we're called to only delight in God. When Jesus was on the earth, I'm sure he delighted in several things, but the fact is, for us Christians, his birth changed how we should look at things in our delight of God. Theologian John Ortberg describes the great impact of Jesus' birth in his book, Six Surprising Ways Jesus Changed the World. First, children. In the ancient world, children were routinely left to die of exposure, particularly if they were girls. Jesus' treatment and his teachings about children forbade such practices. So in Jesus' day, children became people, treasures from God.